Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself, receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or you can sit up. I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. And you can make notes after the experience if you would like. Now imagine the best way that you can that you are putting on a pair of heart-shaped glasses. These heart-shaped glasses can help you to see through the lens and filter of love. There are many types and levels of love, and these heart-shaped glasses empower you to see and perceive in new ways. These glasses also can help you to have love and compassion for yourself as you explore and move through this experience. You find yourself in a futuristic new place, and you see in front of you a gorgeous four-story building that looks very clean and modern. You start to look up at the building, and you've become aware that there are many grand floor-to-ceiling windows where the sunlight is pouring in, and you can feel the warmth of the sun as it touches your cheek and neck. It makes you feel at ease. At the entrance of the building, there is a welcome mat that announces you to the doorman inside. The doorman introduces himself. "Hi, I'm Ariel, and I'm actually an engineer, not just the doorman, and I've studied many facets of engineering. So I'm here to help you figure out what you want to build now in your life or what you want to construct in your life. To help you get some clarity, we will explore the many facets of your life to see what might be in need of general maintenance or if you're wanting to build something brand new or need a renovation or even to consider complete teardown in some area of your life." Ariel directs you to walk further into the beautiful white marble lobby. As you go further into the lobby, you notice a large, beautiful, modern crystal chandelier. The facets on the chandelier are exquisite. They catch the sunlight and it's mesmerizing as you start to see the many colors of light reflected onto the lobby floor. You're amazed as you realize that the chandelier is gently lowering itself towards the lobby floor. And one of the crystals extends itself almost like a shimmering arm, and you're able to touch it. You sense a tingling feeling when you touch it, and it seems to energize your body and mind in a very enlivening way that feels good to you. The crystal has a message for you, and as the light hits the crystal that you're holding in your hand, a word appears, and you take a moment to ponder the word. And then you notice that Ariel is detaching the crystal and giving it to you as a gift. The shimmering and reflective light within this crystal is there for you to keep as a reminder that there are many facets to your life that are yet to be revealed to you. And it's a reminder for when you were stuck and frustrated in your life, the crystal is there to remind you that there are always more possibilities and opportunities to shift out of something than you think there is. Ariel explains that you will first be taken into the basement of the building where you will start learning about the importance of foundations and pillars and energy systems in your own life. Together, you and Ariel take the elevator to the basement. The basement is clean and well lit and organized. You look to the middle of the large floor and you see four large concrete pillars. The pillars look basic to you from a short distance away. Next, you come to the first pillar, and Ariel suggests that you touch the pillar. This first pillar shape shifts from being a concrete pillar into a pillar that is made up of bedrock from river rocks, worn oval and smooth. The bedrock pillar talks to you and asks you, "What is it that you know to be true about two bedrock qualities about yourself that make you feel strong and sure of yourself at the very core of your being?" You are asked to remember two things that you know and trust about yourself that are always a stellar and important support to you. As you ponder this for a moment, you feel grateful to have had these as part of your very core essence. And as you say goodbye, you thank this pillar and move to the second pillar. You notice the second pillar is morphing. It goes from being concrete to a large, solid tree trunk that smells of fragrant, rich cedar. You feel compelled to touch the tree trunk, and when you do, you feel a pulse, almost like a heartbeat. You resonate with the pulse, and the tree asks you gently, "What is your core foundation when it comes to your heart?" The tree explains that in the core of its structure, there is something known as heartwood. Heartwood is the strongest part of the tree trunk, and it's very solid. You can rely on your own inner heartwood, and at the core of your heartwood, there is an inner knowing of what makes your heart sing. The tree asks you, "What would best nourish your heart now at this phase in your life?" You feel uplifted by the wise questions, and you are asked to invite the answers to come to you as they may over the next days and weeks even. You thank this tree, and you can still feel a connection and a pulse with the tree within yourself and within your heart. Next, you move to the left, and Ariel guides you to connect with the energy of the third pillar. Once your hand touches the pillar, it morphs from concrete into a much wider pillar, containing a clear blue sky. You feel a whoosh, and as you do, you find yourself on a carpet of grass. And as you're standing on this carpet of grass, it is now being lifted into the sky. You feel safe as you are lifted higher. You sense excitement and aliveness, and that it's being activated deep within you around a dream that you may have forgotten about, but it's a dream that's still within you, that's always been at the core of your very being, perhaps even since you were a child. Start to notice if there's the memory of this coming to inform you. You are excited about this new possibility. And as you are transported back to the ground outside of the sky pillar, you're grateful for what you have experienced and remembered about yourself and your dreams. You thank this pillar, and Ariel leads you to the last pillar. The fourth pillar is morphing from concrete into a pillar of contained water, and you can sense your own emotional waters when you touch the pillar, and it's there to help you tap into how you feel about your very core foundation in your current life. You're being gently aroused by your feelings, and they form you about how you are feeling about your life currently. Now you're preparing to leave this space. You thank all of the pillars for revealing themselves to you. Each pillar has given you some aspects to ponder and reflect upon. You and Ariel go back up the elevator to the lobby, and he lets you know that you can come back here anytime to revisit your four pillars and to learn new things about yourself. Ariel reminds you that you can journal and write notes about this experience to help you get some more clarity about your life, to see what might be in need of perhaps general maintenance, or what needs some possible care and repair, or if you're wanting to build something new, or renovate, or even consider a complete tear down in some area of your life. Trust that you will know what, if anything, needs your attention in any pillar of your life. You say goodbye to Ariel, and you find yourself back in present time and space. And take a few moments now to rest. And when you are ready, you can begin moving your body gently, moving your fingers or your toes. And when it feels right, you can open your eyes and take time to write any notes if you choose to. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. And until we meet again, I wish you well.